Finally today, our global hit comes from Pakistan. The musicians are Zeb Bangash and Hania Aslam. They are cousins, originally from the conservative Northwest Frontier Province, the tribal areas of Pakistan. Unlikely music stars, maybe, but not country bumpkins either. Their fathers were civil servants. They traveled throughout Pakistan, and both women studied at elite women's colleges in the United States. The world's Aaron Schachter met them.
Zeb Bangash and Hania Aslam don't really know what to call their music, but other people have labeled what they play ethnic blues or art folk. They say most songs have just grown organically. One set of lyrics feels best with a blues touch or a jazz feel.
Chup. Sunte sunte mera sabr to khatm hua. Bas.
But it's not like playing music is an accident for these 30-year-old cousins. Zeb began singing at 8 and trained for years with one of Pakistan's elder statesmen of classical music from the region. And Hania has spent much of her life composing and playing the guitar.
We've been listening to a lot of stuff, and I'm sure all of that, all that we've listened to does reflect in our music, from rock to blues and jazz and folk. To also
to Bollywood.
Bollywood music.
To ghazals, folk Pakistani music.
And also classical South Asian music.
Their act began in college. They went to Mount Holyoke and Smith Colleges in Massachusetts. The Pioneer Valley, as the area around the schools is known, is awash in music. Stores that still sell vinyl, moderately famous performing spots, and venues where amateurs can play. They tried out the different styles, including this Clapton-esque number called Aitbar. The song was made into a groundbreaking video, both for what it does and what it doesn't do. The video doesn't have gyrating, scantily clad women like most Bollywood-inspired video fare shown in Pakistan. Instead, it shows a man and a woman dramatizing the song through modern dance.
The basic concept is that this a woman who's ended the relationship, and she's symbolically closing the house where she spent time with her partner, husband, we don't know, but that's been left open. And as she goes through each room, she relives a part of her relationship, which coincides with what we're singing about. So the emotion that's being expressed. So sometimes it's anger, sometimes it's playfulness, nostalgia. Sometimes it's, you know, just some sort
freedom.
Of freedom, some tension.
The video and the duo are generating some buzz in Pakistan's big cities, which Zeb and Hania say is pretty rewarding for a couple of girls originally from the boondocks.
It's not a profession that a lot of people, especially from a certain educational, social background, will pursue. And that's been part of the excitement of doing this project, because it wasn't really something that we did in rebellion or, you know, out of anger. But it just turned out to be like that because we just liked doing it and we pursued it.
I think also when we were younger, music wasn't very lucrative as a profession. I mean, that's changing now. The mindset isn't changing. It's still not very lucrative, but, I mean, you can at least imagine trying to earn a living.
Yeah.
Which you couldn't
even
really
if you
do
don't
before.
Do it.
Yeah. And you can always hope for good things.
Zeb Bangash and Hania Aslam's album Chup has sold out in Pakistan. It is available online. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Islamabad, Pakistan.